are but parts of one stupendous whole, whose body nature is, and God the soul. Alexander Pope.
Carol Marks graduated from the University of Indianapolis with a degree in theater. She works as an administrative professional and writes poetry because she can't help it. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Carol, what poems have you brought to read to us today?
Train. There is still a freight train every day. Just before dawn, I can hear the whistle high and lonesome. Easiest in winter, with no muffling leaves, but even on summer mornings, that coal train fades in behind the crickets and katydids, with the rattle of the coal cars slowing for Helmsburg, and then the trestle by Lake Lemon, ridges and ridges away. Blackberries for supper. She used to say, well, she just felt a little peaked, which is not the same as peaked. She felt peaked a lot of the time, I would imagine, with 4 children, 3 husbands, and 13 grandchildren. We gave her plenty to keep her interested. When I feel peaked, I think of her standing next to the wringer washer, having just made butterscotch candy and blackberry cobbler. And the scent of wet laundry, candy, and blackberries smells like everything is just fine. Blackberry cobbler is the simplest thing, has actual healing qualities. She had no idea, but maybe she did. I was feeling peaked. I made blackberry cobbler with 1 pound of berries and 2 pie crusts and a little brown sugar. I ate half of it and went to bed. Felt better in the morning. Massey Ferguson. The Reverend Massey Ferguson was over 6 feet tall and had sandy hair. His congregation west of Remington had 73 members. The parsonage on Union Chapel Road was painted pale green. In the choir loft of the church, there were dead flies on the white windowsill. The toys in the nursery were all made of clean, unpainted wood, and the basement smelled of coffee and spick and span. I met Vermeer. I dreamed I met Vermeer in a little dark bar. I was drinking something red. He was drinking beer. He said he had been reading Proust and didn't understand him. I said I thought he and Proust both had good ideas about light. Vermeer said he sure could tell Proust wasn't Dutch. I asked him how his work was going. He said it's hard to concentrate. We have 11 kids and 10 are still at home. He wished he could afford studio space somewhere else. I said I had a spare room and he could paint at my place. But Vermeer just took another drink, and when I looked again, he was gone. Vermeer left. Vermeer left his stuff in my garage. Primed canvases, bags of lapis lazuli, chunks of yellow ochre, mortars, pestles, bottles of linseed oil, a mirror, a stack of blue and white tiles, and a jar full of light that came through a window in Amsterdam after rain in early morning. The well. Well, well, well. The bottom of a well is chilly and cold. Treading water, I look up, see starlight at noonday. Unlooked for, red-winged blackbird's song tugs at my heart, like a Sundance rawhide tether through the skin of my chest. The song yanks me up into daylight. Dry ground, the warmth of sun-filled spring. The well is still there behind me, but it doesn't need me now. Sharing. That air there, the breath I just released, still contains some oxygen. A bear might breathe it in sooner than I think. Maybe a bear across the road will breathe it in later tonight. Or a panther. A panther might wander under my open window and take a deep breath while I'm asleep. Sharing the air with wild things helps me think like a caveman. Like a caveman, I sit up late, waiting for the fire to die down, waiting for the moon to set, waiting for the poetry to send me to sleep.
You've been listening to poems by Carol Marx on the Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.